This is Casey Dolan with your local news for Wednesday, December 7th, 2022 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. 89-year-old Charles Devoney from Port Angeles has been sentenced to 15 months in prison last Wednesday for two counts of second-degree incest. He pleaded guilty before Clallam County Superior Court Judge Lauren Erickson. He also will be on 36 months of community custody following his release and will be required to register as a sex offender. The tip-off came from a passerby walking her dog on February 6th who overheard Devoney talking to an 8-year-old on the other side of the street. According to the prosecutor's release and as reported by the Peninsula Daily News, the woman heard Devoney tell the girl she was his girlfriend and that, "If you want me to stop touching you, I will." And, "Don't tell your mom and dad how much I hug you or they will never let me see you." Port Angeles Police Detective Eric Smith interviewed the girl and said she described sexual assault after Devoney had led her into his closet. The girl was a relative of Devoney. Deputy Prosecuting Attorney Steve Johnson told the PDN, "The victim in this case was incredibly brave coming forward and sharing what Devoney had done to her." He also praised the unnamed witness, saying, "We may never have found out what he was doing to the victim without her." The City of Port Townsend East Jefferson Fire Rescue have been awarded $217,300 in grant funding from the Association of Washington Cities for their Alternative Response Partnership Proposal, EJFR CARES. CARES standing for Community Assistance, Referral, and Education Services. According to a press release from the City of Port Townsend, EJFR CARES intends to provide community outreach and assistance to improve the health and wellness of the community, advancing injury and illness prevention throughout eastern Jefferson County. The goal is to staff the unit beginning in January 2023. The focus will be on education and referral services, ensuring community members gain access to the most appropriate resources, as well as serving as a specialty unit responding to behavioral health and other crisis-related emergencies. Buddy Lee Early, a 32-year-old Quilcene man, had been charged with mail theft by the Jefferson County Superior Court this past October. At the time of his arrest, methamphetamine and fentanyl and drug paraphernalia were found in his possession. He agreed to enter a program in which nonviolent drug-addicted defendants waive their right to a speedy trial and trial by jury while undergoing supervised treatment over the span of a year or more. However, during a hearing, November 28th, Jefferson County Superior Court Judge Keith Harper noted that Early had reportedly relapsed after his release from jail and used methamphetamine and fentanyl. During Early's appearance in court Monday, November 28th, Deputy Prosecuting Attorney Tuppence McIntyre asked that Early be held on $50,000 bail until a bed date was available for Early to begin retreatment. According to the Port Townsend Leader, Lillian Powers, an attorney representing Early, said the alleged violation was the first during Early's participation in drug court and that, quote, "he had a bit of a tumultuous start, as the court may know," unquote. Judge Harper acknowledged Early's recent start in the program, but also stressed what was at stake with a continued relapse. Harper told Early, "Yeah, it's Early in drug court. On the other hand, you've only been in for a couple of weeks and there was already a relapse. And it's alleged that paraphernalia and drugs were found with your personal belongings." Judge Harper agreed with the $50,000 bail. In a singularly bold move on Monday night, the Port Townsend City Council and Mayor David Faber declared that the southern resident orcas possess inherent rights in recognition of their existence as sentient beings. This proclamation accords with the growing rights of nature movement, which recognizes nature as entitled to rights and separate from property. In a statement read to the attendance of the meeting, Patrick Johnson of the Green Sanctuary Environmental Action Team from Quimper Unitarian Universalist Fellowship said, quote, "Recognizing the southern residents' inherent rights shows that we as a society value them as living beings. It shows that when we say we want to prevent their extinction, we mean it," unquote. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.